The Democratic National Committee is preparing to kick off its new 50-state strategy for taking back legislative and congressional seats and eventually the White House. The effort announced by DNC Chair Tom Perez is being called Resistance Summer. Arizona, despite its reputation as a so-called red state, is one of the initial recipients of about $1 million in a matching grant program. Precise details have not been announced. Since Arizona is in the first stage of that 50-state strategy, we decided to call the state Democratic Party chair, Alexis Tamarone. Alexis, why do you think Arizona was selected?
Well, I think Arizona was selected because we have shown that we have a lot of room to grow on our electoral side. We had some great successes in 2016 despite the national trend. And I think moving forward, the DNC and national groups look towards Arizona for providing kind of the pathway forward for our party.
Have they given you any idea how much money could flow Arizona's way?
No, not exactly, not in terms of a final price tag, but we do know that they are looking towards Arizona and making investments not only for 2018, but also looking at 2020.
Where do you think the money would most wisely be spent in terms of where you've made some ground up and you think maybe you can get over the top with some things? Or would you pick something completely different than that?
I think I would pick something completely different. We're doing well in our large counties, in Maricopa County, Pima County, and even in Coconino County. But I think what we need to do as a party to be a fully statewide party in 15 counties across the state is really invest in areas where we haven't invested before, or at least have not invested at the level that we need to, and that includes our rural counties. And I think we have to start looking at it from a non-traditional view or focus point and seeing how we can be a state party instead of one that's centered in a couple of counties.
Now, we know when things like this happen, a 50-state strategy certainly sounds good. Do you think that Tom Perez, Keith Ellison, the leaders of the DNC, know what that kind of thing will take? Do you feel like they will be communicating with leaders on a state basis to really find out what's going on in those places?
I hope so. I hope that they will do that. I hope they do take a page out of Governor Dean's 50-state strategy that he employed back in 2005 when he became chair. I was lucky enough to be a part of Governor Dean's team at the DNC at that time, and really looking at how do we build a party in 50 states, including our territories. And it was a long process, but it was a good process that eventually led to a lot of wins in 2006 and 2008. So I think that, you know, we can learn from our history of when we do well and when we do not so well, and there's still a lot of folks, myself included, who have been through this process before and have seen it work.
Well, tell me what the state of the Democratic Party is in 2017 compared to 2005.
Well, it's a lot different in the sense of not being in power anymore, obviously. But with that comes with a new energy. We see that here in Arizona across the state. There are individuals who are showing up pretty much in droves in our county and legislative districts, seeing how they can get involved. It's really kind of understanding the consequences of an election if they're not involved, looking back at 2016, looking back at 2015, saying, we can't sit on the sidelines. We need to get engaged. We need to be on the ground. And we're seeing that monthly, if not daily, across our state. What we really want to do is harness that, make sure that we have program and basically things for individuals to do that make a difference in their communities. And this is what's part of that 50-state rollout, what is the DNC is calling the Resistance Summer.
This is really hard work, right? This is not one of those things where you get some money, you get a few more voters, and you're off and running, right?
No, I wish it was that easy. There's nothing sexy about field work, going door to door, making phone calls on a consistent basis, and it's expensive to kind of have that ongoing, not just 6 months leading up to an election. So, it's those things that you don't see on a daily basis because there's not TV ads running. Thankfully, there's not TV ads or things of that nature that you can see up close that then you feel like it's an election year. It's really, hand-to-hand combat in neighborhoods of making sure people are aware of what's happening around them, not just what they see on K cable news or on Twitter.
Alexis Tamarone is chair of the Arizona Democratic Party. Alexis, thank you.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.